Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 34.
Mm-hmm.
Ironman, Texas.
Almost 40 already.
34? Okay, I got a little ways to go. That'll probably be another year. the way we go sometimes.
Yeah.
So yesterday we went to go watch the Ironman Texas in the Woodlands, Texas. And what was the first thing we noticed? All the do not park here signs.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that?
We used to be able to park in the mall.
By the mall.
And then you can go to the mall and go eat if you want.
Yeah.
Or shop. Go mosey around.
Well, everyone's out on the bike. You can go.
But they didn't let us. So we found a nice parking garage.
Yeah. And a buck over by the swim, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we parked there and we walked over to the swim. And who accompanied us on our little day of adventure?
Little Jimmy. John's named him Little Jimmy.
When he's a party dog.
Yeah.
He's Sammy, our little dog.
So we took pictures of him. Maybe John will import some pictures.
Yeah, I'll do something.
Of him.
I'll make him his own website.
He's so tired today.
he's wiped out. But everyone came by and was like, oh, look at that. Or I wish you'd carry me in that wagon.
Can we get in there?
Because we carried him around in our wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted like he owned everything he saw.
He ignored everyone.
Well, a few people came up to us and talked. Like at the end of the day, that lady from Bremerton, south of Seattle, came and talked to us with her daughter. And they were asking why we were there watching. And we just said, we're here because we're addicted to triathlon.
Yeah.
We were just supporting everybody.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Talked to them for a little bit. Let's see what else we went out to the swim. And we got there, and I was trying to get a video of the swim start, the very beginning of the pro men. And all you see in the video is the sidewalk, because I was trying to get there to take the video.
You did?
And I got like a 3-second video, and it's just the sidewalk. But I got the boom cannon going off. Then I tried to get a video of the women going, and they said 1 minute left. And they didn't do a countdown like I've heard them do in the past.
Just bang.
It's just all of a sudden, boom, then they're off. So I got them starting. I got the age groupers starting. And then we just took a bunch of videos throughout the day of the pros and some age groupers. And I got my B-roll so I can make more videos.
I didn't take any.
She didn't
do
take
anything.
Any videos.
I just didn't feel like. I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah, so we watched the swim, and then we went over to the canal, and we watched the pros come in, the pro men come in, and the pro women, since they were kind of interspersed within the pro men, we didn't even get to see who was there coming in, really. We just saw, like, I think they were in pink caps. So we took videos of
the women
pros. Coming in, and you were like, there's Kat. And I said, that's not Kat. They said her name. And then I saw her running in from the swim.
Yeah, that was her.
But she was pretty far back from the women, 6 minutes, I think. So
yeah.
And then we went and checked out the transition area for a little bit.
Isn't that crazy, like how it can change, like the winner can be all the way back on the swim.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends. You have to be good at all three sports to win or be really overpowering in one and hang on.
Yeah.
So the bike, they went out on the bike And we went and took some videos of some of the bikes. Remember that one guy, he started riding his bike and he was like slowing down and he got off his bike and he was touching his back wheel and he got a flat already.
Yeah, like 500 feet from the...
Not even that far. It was because we were at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so he, I think he went back and got a new tire.
And he had, and again, like John showed me, like always have a pump and a spare.
Yeah, he had... I looked at
and
his...
And he's going out on an Ironman.
Yeah, I looked at what he had. He had no tools. He had no... Nothing. So he actually just turned back around and walked.
I didn't see him leave again.
Well, I don't know if they gave him a kit or what. I mean, a new tire. Because the new tire people were like right there at the beginning of the bike. So when you're getting out of transition. So I don't know if you're able to go back and ask for a new tire. Or wheel, but he didn't have a patch kit or anything to fix his own tire. We saw a bunch of people all happy, getting ready to go on that bike, all just gung-ho.
Yeah, and there was no wind
at all. And it was nice.
It was awesome weather for him.
It was in the low, it was in the 70s at the start of the bike.
We had awesome weather.
And then, so we went out, and after watching some age groupers take off, then we went and had some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Had some lunch with little Jimmy. And then we came back to watch the men come in, the pro men come in on the bike. And we saw there was like a group of two that came in, and then a group of three. And then we saw Blumenfeld came in. And then we waited for the women to come in. And then we saw Taylor Nibb come in, and she crashed when she was getting off her bike.
She didn't really crash. She just flipped her bike.
Yeah, I got a video of it.
She didn't even land on her body or anything.
I think she did. She was laying on the ground for a little bit, but she got back up, and she her shoes were everywhere. It looked bad on the video. Mm. And
Did she really land on the ground?
Yeah, because she was trying to kick her right foot over the seat of the bike as she was braking, and she was a little too close to the finish, so she was going a little fast.
So the pros do this fancy thing. They like lift up their leg, and then they
balance.
They balance on one side of the bike.
Yeah. They take their feet out of their shoes.
I would so just... go onto the bike and just flip and fall.
And that's what Taylor Nibb did, because she hit her bike seat as she was trying to stop, because that place where you get off your bike was like right there all of a sudden. And so I think she slammed on her front brake because her back wheel went up in the air as she was taking off putting her foot off. And so that just created a whole bunch of havoc, and her shoes went everywhere, and her bike was completely pointing the wrong way.
Going too fast, so they always tell you like a little farther, slow down.
Yeah, that's what those kids ahead were supposed to be saying. I don't know if they did or not.
But I mean, the pros should know.
Yeah. And then Kat Matthews came in about 6 minutes behind her. I guess that's when we went to lunch. We went to lunch after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we went and had lunch.
During my race, I was so tired because of the wind. I just dropped my bike down and got off the bike.
just laid it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
Because my legs were so tired from pushing, you know, pumping so hard.
To flip them over the back?
It was, yeah. They're so tired and stiff and sore to flip over.
Yeah, unless you're a pro, Flying Dutchman, I think that's what they call it. Dismount. Yeah. It looks really cool. There's some good videos
they
got.
They're so smooth.
They just like, as soon as they hit that line, they're running. And it's just like, you know, you're on your bike.
And they're barefoot.
Yep. They're barefoot.
Gosh, I would stub my toe, hit my knee. It'd be very comical, but painful.
Yeah. So I practiced it a couple times when I was doing it. And I'm like, no, that's not worth it. I'm just going to get off. And then
run. I mean, we saw some pros get off. They stopped and then get off. They didn't even.
They didn't do that?
No.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
So after that, we went to go watch the run. Mm-hmm. And we saw...
That was most exciting.
For you, yeah, he liked the run. But they were hauling. Mm-hmm. They were hauling.
And it was great weather. It wasn't hot yet.
Yeah, but it was getting hot.
The poor age groupers.
Oof, yeah.
They were going to cook.
We got some videos of some of the pro men and... Of course, Blumenfeld. We got videos of him and Kat.
Close and personal.
Kat Matthews and Taylor Nibb. We got videos of Kat, like, just when she passed Taylor Nibb on the run. So she caught her on the run.
And Taylor Nibb is so happy when she's running.
She's all telling the cameraman, you can go ahead of me. You know, go around the...
Because there
was a wall.
There was, like, barriers in the way.
So, and... But Kat Matthews ended up winning. Mm-hmm. Taylor Nibb second.
And she was in the end of the swim.
Well, she was 6 minutes behind on the over almost seven. And
that's crazy.
She was still behind on the bike. She was still behind on the bike, but caught up on the run.
That's
in the first lap. First lap.
So she must be a runner.
Yeah, or the second lap. Yeah, must be. But Blumenfeld, he's a big guy. Mm-hmm. And he was hauling. I figured the heat of Texas would wipe him out. Because you got to shred that heat. Yeah. But he ran his race and he did great.
Yeah.
He pretty much was by himself. Mm-hmm. So we got to watch them all finish, and I had a mishap on the video, the finish of the of Blumenfeld.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all, let's go over here and set up, and then we can run over here and take a video.
Just wait till I videotape you during your race. It's all going to happen.
It's all going to be perfect? Okay. That's good. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that lady was asking me where the best place to go watch all the age groupers were. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when I accidentally turned off the video. Oh. So my on and off were off. But anyway, that's that. So we had a good day out there for fun. It was fun.
Yeah. It was nice to see all the pros. All the ones we see on
TV. We got home and watched the finish line video that they had for everyone.
But we went to bed so early. I was exhausted.
Why'd we go to
Little
bed?
Little Jimmy was exhausted.
Why'd we go to bed so early?
Because we're getting up early again to go swim.
Why would we do that?
Well, did you know after this we're going to keep doing it?
After doing what?
Your triathlon?
Yeah, I did my long swim this morning.
So I'm into doing strength training and trying to get strong.
Yeah.
And lose some pounds and do some weight loss. So I'm trying to tone up. Maybe not just doing cardio, doing more strength.
So now you're going to do some strength training 3 times a week and cardio 2 times a week instead of all cardio. So but you finished like at an hour today because I was still swimming. I saw you come in when
I did strength training like a half hour.
Okay, then you were in the pool with me.
Yeah,
but you were just playing.
Yeah.
Did you notice I splashed you?
Yeah. So I did a plank, did one plank. I could do it, hold it for a minute, and it was easy.
That's good.
I know, that surprised me. And did my arms, did some back exercises. Yeah.
Right.
And then I just went and got in the pool and waited in the pool.
You know, when I saw you come in the pool, then I had to start showing off. So I had to swim faster. Because I was like, man, this is an easy swim today. I'm going to do my long distance. Oh, Kate's here already. Oh, I got to swim really good.
And then I was going to go running today, but I'm tired.
Yeah, you're a little wiped out. I got to still run.
Yeah. Me and John were talking yesterday. I think we're both going to start doing squats.
We were doing squats yesterday.
Squats yesterday. I'm a little sore.
So, yeah, because that's the only thing when my knee starts hurting, which it did yesterday, it started hurting. Because we're walking, whenever we just walk, my knee hurts. And so we started doing squats. Watch, I wonder how many I can do. And you did like 20, and then you did 10, more.
Yeah. No, I did 30 and then I did 10.
Oh, so you did 40? Wow. I did 10.
But at 30, I was like out of breath. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I have to do like deep squats and whatever's going on with my knee gets out of the way and then I'm fine.
I work with patients and they have a hard time getting up on the bed for me to do their vitals. Mm. I don't want to be that lady.
You don't want to be like that? Yeah, that's, and we're going to hurt anyway, right? When we're old?
Yeah.
Are we? Do we have to? I mean, we hurt when we work out and we work when we hurt when we don't work out.
Yeah.
So which is better? I guess you have to work out.
I'd rather be strong.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then you don't have a fallen and I can't get up thing moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That would not be good.
I hear a person every day, a patient, every day tell me they fell.
Yeah.
So they don't lift up their feet.
Hmm.
Something. Yeah.
Then they get an ambulance ride to wherever.
Yeah, there was a lady that said, told me last week that she fell in the parking lot. She tripped somehow or another and banged her head up and...
Oh, wow.
Ambulance came. Yeah.
We heard an ambulance at the race yesterday.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary. It's like, oh, wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see. We're like halfway through the podcast and we ran out of things to talk about. What are we going to do? So the race, the Gulf Coast or Panama City Beach, 70.3 is in a couple weeks.
John's got one more.
So I've got this
week.
Today's Sunday, so I'm going to do my run today and then do my last set. And then next week is taper.
Yeah.
Ooh. I wonder what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to eat some potato chips. That's good. Get that salt in, salt intake. Yeah, I'm not giving this as nutrition advice for anybody.
But I did see in the pros, they had like salt all over their butts.
Yeah, because the humidity wasn't as bad yesterday. It started off high, but
it tapered off.
So it all dried up.
Mm-hmm.
They got salt everywhere. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's going to be just like that in Florida. Although there'll be a little more breeze. There was no breeze.
No.
Really.
None.
So on the bike, you know, I heard someone say, is it better to have no breeze on the bike or a little breeze so you can have a tailwind at some point? You know, yeah. And it's just like, I guess it's just your preference, which you like. You like it where it's steady the whole way or you get a little break from it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like?
No wind for a change.
You're done with them 22 mile an hour winds.
Gosh, yeah.
Both times?
Yeah.
And then we're already talking about what we're going to do next year.
Yeah.
For so races.
I'm basically just not going to do any races the rest of the year. Just work on strength training, losing weight, cardio, getting ready for our cruise.
Oh, yeah.
A couple trips.
When
just having fun.
So next year you said you want to go take a trip up to Dallas. You've never been to Dallas. I've been to Dallas.
I'm sure it's just like this place, like Houston, but.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I liked it when I visited there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I've been there.
Go do an Olympic. That'll be my big triathlon.
An Olympic in Dallas? Yes, we'll do. And I think that's in May.
So is that in the lake?
Yeah, there's no oceans out there, so the sharks can't get you.
Good.
Then I think there's one in Austin at the Capitol that's an Olympic. There's one in, I think, San Antonio or outside San Antonio.
See the river walk. We haven't been there in a while. We like to take these racecations.
Yeah, we go, and as long as you don't get wiped out on your race, you can go. I mean, when we went to Nashville, we went and saw a Nashville show.
Yeah.
The night before the race.
Yeah.
And they fed us, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We ate, watched the show, went to bed.
Yeah.
And the train woke us up in the middle of the night that was in the backyard. didn't know there was a train in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that?
Yeah.
But that was nice.
Yeah. So we'll have to go to Austin or Dallas next year.
Yeah, there's only one in Houston now, only one Olympic distance. But or we can change it up and do a bunch of sprints like we did the mm-hmm. year before.
See how fast I can be.
You're gonna
maybe I can podium.
Oh yeah. But you like to beat me. That's why I don't like those sprints. Because you beat me.
Well, I'm just trying to beat the women.
Since the pandemic, you beat me in every sprint except yeah. one.
Well, just because I want to beat the women. And those are really fast, and it's not yeah. long.
Long and slow, like a turtle.
Yeah, I like to go fast. I like to run fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end, I like to, you know, the women are all tired, the ones that don't run.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they beat me on the swim. At least I can beat them on the run.
Yeah. Okay. And then hopefully by then I will have figured out what I'm going to do with my knee. Go see
you. Didn't I almost podium one
yeah,
time?
Yeah, that one.
By what? I don't know. How many
was
minutes?
Was it Katie? Less, a couple minutes. But if you would have known that, you would have probably went faster. Yeah. I'm trying to remember where that was.
That would be cool, to podium.
Wasn't Pomona. Wasn't Katie. It
even was, if I just win a corny trophy. That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. We can add it to the wall somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah, I've never come close to podium. Doing the podium.
I don't think I would. Yeah, I would never podium at a long one.
I just seem to have been like middle of the pack. Although the very first couple ones we did, I was working on trying to podium. And then the one time I thought I had a chance, I cramped on the run.
Mm.
That was no fun.
Yeah, so if I can get strong and smaller, maybe I can podium.
Okay. And then are you going to do more?
I can win a pickle.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to want to do any running races?
Yes.
Really? Just running?
Sure.
And you want to do the San Antonio half again?
Yes.
Or the full?
No.
You're done with fulls?
Half. That'd be cool to do the San Antonio.
Again?
Yeah.
That'd be like your fourth time?
If you'd let me.
That'd be like your fourth time. Isn't that in November?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess you can't go on a cruise. I'll go on the cruise and you can go do your race.
Oh. Well, I could do that next year.
The next year.
Not okay. This year.
Okay. So that's a half? Half
yeah.
or more fun than a full?
Yeah.
I really want to do a full.
Go ahead.
Someday, but it's just my knee. I don't know if it'll make it. I'll just be dragging my leg behind
me. I want
me.
That Texas one looks really good to me. I could probably handle that.
The Ironman Texas? Oh, the one that I already signed you up for next year? That one?
That would be fun. Just because the swim even looks fun.
Yeah, it's... I mean, we swam in there before.
And you have lots of fans cheering you on to push you and...
Yeah, remember when we were leaving yesterday and we were like going back to where the swim starts were, and then we started hearing music and it's like, there's nobody out here. And then there was a guy in a pickup truck and he had like his whole DJ set up.
That was for the run.
I know, he was
yeah.
on the run,
mm-hmm.
out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, he was a volunteer, he had that shirt.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, he's all playing music way
yeah.
out there,
mm-hmm.
away from all the fans. But there was a few fans out there still.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Then they had to go run up the bridge.
Mm.
We had to run up that bridge on a triathlon. That bridge was no fun. And you're like, how many times do they have to run up that? Three times.
Wow. Yeah.
That run, that's a long run. That's a long loop.
I guess we should just keep taking racecations. I mean, it makes you keep working out and then forces you to go somewhere.
Yeah, but shorter ones so we can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the places that we go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you did the Olympic It was Olympic in Chattanooga, and I did the one in Nashville.
Yeah.
We had plenty of time to go check everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. Even like right after the one I did in Nashville, we went over there, we crossed the bridge into that main area.
But when we go to Florida, on our way home, we're going to go to Quesada.
Casino.
Yeah. But I don't think John's going to be into it.
Kate wanted to go to Quesada Casino in Louisiana on the way back. Because we always have, in Houston, you always see commercials for it.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to go there. It looks fun. Yeah. So we'll give you $5. And you can have fun with your $5.
It's not like I'm going to play the cards or anything.
No, you just play the machines.
Yeah.
Even on the cruise when you were on there and you're playing, you're like, I won.
I won like $40.
You're like, woohoo.
Woo.
And then you lost it.
I know.
I should have stopped it. Yeah, when you were ahead. Mm-hmm. That's all right. It was just for fun.
I could have used it and bought an alcohol drink, like a fancy.
Okay. It's just there for entertainment.
I know.
So it's like watching a show. I can just give you $20 and you're the entertainment.
I know. You get really high and excited. Woo! Oh, I lost it.
So, welcome to Addicted to Gambling.
No, I don't think I could ever be addicted to gambling.
Yeah. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. You got new bike shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you left your shoes at the last triathlon. But you got these nice bike shoes that you spin and they tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have the old Velcro. Just, you always get that good stuff.
Well, John's going to get his next.
Oh, yeah, when do I get that?
I don't know. They're not that much, but they're nice.
It's like, how come you always get the good stuff when you get stuff? You got the nice bike. You're the one that got it for me. I know. That was an eBay special.
John always gets me the best.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled rotten.
You are. Yeah, that's just because you're faster than me.
Well.
When I pass you, I get the good stuff. I used to be faster than you, and I used to have the good stuff. Then you start beating me. Maybe I'm just getting old.
No.
So I'm going to actually be at the Ironman 60 years old age group.
Cool.
60 to 64.
Nice. So you're going to be on top of your age group.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. There's all those retired people.
I know.
That all they do is work out.
Yeah. Where they have all this time to train.
Yeah. Maybe someday we'll have that. We'll be retired, and we're never going to retire. We'll say we are, and then we'll just train.
Well, in our 70s, we plan to 70s. Retire.
Well, then we get to go to Worlds.
Why?
Because you're 70.
Yeah.
Like your race.
Yeah.
75, you're going to Worlds.
Well, you only got 10 more years till you're in your 70s.
Ooh, I'm going to go to Worlds. Hopefully, it'll be like here in Texas. Instead of some other country where you can't afford it.
That's what?
You know, when they do the drill down, so you go to the awards, and then they'll do the drill down. Let's say you got two slots in your age group, mm-hmm. and they go to Worlds.
Yeah.
And then you have, the first two people, they go, all right, you've got the slots to go. Do you want to go?
Oh.
And they're like, you know, someone's going to say no. So then they go to the next person. Okay, you got third.
This is on half.
This is on all of them, both of them, half and full.
Oh.
And they'll say, okay, you got, you're up next. Do you want to go to Worlds? And if they say yes, then they're like, then you got to pay right now. You pay right now to your entry fee, I think.
Wow.
So you plop over your money and you get to go to Worlds. Then you got to figure out how you're going to get your bike there, how you're going to get yourself there, how you're going to get accommodations there.
But then you're retired and you're on a limited income.
Yeah, so I'm guessing most people don't go to Worlds. Like when it was in South Africa that one time?
Well, I mean, I'm sure some people do.
Yeah.
But most people, no.
So they call, I think they call that
content of just doing their.
I think they call it the drill down or the drawdown. When they roll down, it's the roll down. So they just keep rolling down to the next person,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then if nobody's left in that, then they give that slot to another age group.
Yeah.
So a lot of the young punks, the 30s, 30 year olds are like chopping at the bits. And those are usually the big giant age mm-hmm. groupers.
Yeah.
Well, there's a million of them. Yeah, I remember when I was on that, and it was like, there was no chance I'd go to Worlds. And I'd want to go to Worlds when I'm 30, 40.
Yeah, but not 70.
Not 70. Plus, you go to a foreign country, and if you don't speak the language, you know. But then there's all those people that came here.
I know.
From out of the country.
Like, we're watching the finisher line, and there was people from Argentina, Italy, Spain.
Peru, Philippines.
And they're just normal people like us.
And they're just here to go run in the woodlands mm-hmm. or do a triathlon in the woodlands.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's kind of cool that there's a bunch of countries, people from other countries that travel
mm-hmm.
travel here.
I guess they do their racecations.
Awesome.
That's a long racecation.
Yeah, I wonder if some of them, they're like here all week.
Or they could
maybe
be,
2 weeks.
Or they could be trying to be pros.
It could be going pro.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a lot of work.
That is.
Yeah, some of those age groupers were hauling too.
Yeah.
On the run. It's like you did a swim,
mm-hmm.
2.4 mile
yeah.
swim, right? 2.4 mile swim,
112 bike.
And now you're running a marathon, 26.2
mm-hmm.
miles. 26.2, yeah, miles. And they're hauling in the heat in the afternoon where it got hot.
Yeah.
It did get hot. No wind, barely any wind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we're sweating.
Yeah.
We had to pour water on our dog.
Poor Sammy, he got hot in the end.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No.
Gonna go eat lunch now?
Yes.
Cool. Then I gotta go run. I'm gonna grit it.
How long are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go 20 miles.
20 miles?
No, top 12. I'll see how I feel. 10 to 12.
Oops, bumped that. 10 to 12.
10 to 12, depending on how I feel, yeah.
Okay, well, you better drink enough.
Yeah, I was thinking of going straight out and straight back, but then last time I couldn't
you
find water.
You should do the loops.
But the loops? I guess I should do loops because that's what I'm going to do in the race.
That's
loops.
What I did, those 4 mile loops.
Yeah, loops are boring.
It is boring. You just put on some good music.
I'm running without headphones. I'm running
then
without
you sing
music.
To yourself.
Okay. Oh yeah, you better practice working out.
I
without
didn't practice your... without my headphones.
Hey, didn't I make you?
No.
Bad girl. Oh yeah, because then you get to practice your self-talk. Oh, this sucks.
I already self-talk.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this sucks. Oh, this is great.
You can still self-talk. You should just bring. You already know how to self-talk.
One more month. Just one more. A lot of people had those shirts. Just one more.
just one bring more. Your phone.
I'll have my phone so you can track me.
Well, you should just... I was fine. I was adjusted. I didn't...
I wonder if I go towards the ice cream shop. I can go stop and get ice cream. Then I'll go to the soda... To like 7-Eleven. And I'll get a drink. And then I should do that. I should do a big giant loop and do that. No? Okay. Coach Kate says no. Okay. Do the 4 mile lift.
I'm going to look up the Blue Bonnet run.
The run? Oh, yeah. We saw someone have that shirt.
I wonder how far it is.
I think it said fun run.
Yeah.
You get Blue Bonnet ice cream at the end.
I know.
Better be bigger than the little cup.
I know.
That's all I get.
Yeah.
All right. We got to cut this short. We're getting loopy.
Because
I'm sure we're still tired. All right, so stay addicted.
And try.